I'm Liesl.
Hi, I'm Phil.
I have been coming to the fair since I was 3 months old, and wow. I am going to be 40, so it's been a little while.
It has. I've been coming to the fair since when?
Like 14 years or something?
14 years ago, I think.
Ish.
Before Devin was born. It was 07.
Before we got married.
So, 04, 03. I'm trying to remember the dates of the stickers on our car. I think 03 is the first one. That was a while ago.
Yeah.
But we don't always do the fair.
No, we take a year off here and there. Keep it fresh.
Yeah. Yeah. So, what, now you, tell me a fond memory of your old booth, because I understand, you know, this is the new booth. So,
pre-fill booth.
Yeah, give me a fond memory of the old booth on Sesame Street. Was it Sesame Street?
Sesame Street, yeah.
Yeah. And one of your earliest fond memories, maybe when you were like,
well, honey, you know I have a terrible memory. So my earliest memory, I was like 16.
Okay.
I have very vague memories before.
But when you were working for the fudge booth?
Well, I remember when I was little that I would sell random stuff.
Pet rocks?
Oh, my gosh.
Painted
I sold
rocks.
The worst arts and crafts, and people would buy them from me purely, I think, out of pity or I was cute or something.
Oh.
And I would get enough money together, and then I would immediately go get a Lulu smoothie. That's as far as my parents would let me go on my own at that point.
Yeah.
Or fudge.
Yeah.
But the fudge booth people knew me so well, I'd go with my money, and then they would just give me way more fudge than any child should consume.
Oh, okay.
So I was high in sugar the entire fair.
Nice.
What about you?
My first fair was fantastic. It is hard to remember.
It's a blur.
Yeah. Let's see.
Free kids.
Well, we didn't have kids. It was just us. Manning the booth was fun, but I remember seeing some really good shows. I think that was actually the first and maybe the last year I caught the midnight show.
I've always gone to bed way too early for the midnight show.
Yeah.
I'm a morning person.
Yeah, I don't have, I mean, other than that magical night where I proposed to you, I would say that's my fondest memory.
How did you ask me to marry you? Tell us the story.
Well,
Phil.
We have two different versions of the same event. So my version
I like your
goes
version
like,
better.
My version goes like this. It was a very romantic moonlit night. I think there was a band on the main stage playing or just strumming along, or maybe it was just some drunk hippies who were kind of just like...
Yeah, there's always drunk hippies playing music.
They're like, oh, wow, man, this is good.
Uh-huh.
And I found us a nice, quiet spot, which we'll discuss further later, but it was next to this interesting couple that I did not notice because I had blinders on at the moment because I was so nervous and shaking with a big lump in my throat that I wanted to ask you so bad to be with me for life and hoping not to get rejected. And it was so dark. And I remember you had on like this toy ring or something, or maybe it was like an actual like family heirloom ring.
Uh-huh.
And I said, I want to see that because it was on your ring finger.
Uh-huh.
And I had you pull it off and then I swapped it out for the engagement ring. And I said, here, why don't you try this on instead? And you looked at it in the moonlight or whatever low light there was. And then I proposed to you, asked you to marry me, and you said yes. Yeah. What I didn't notice was apparently there was a couple maybe 3 feet away from us, according to my wife, that were really making out heavily. Like on the verge of getting naked and about to...
It was very dark, so we can't be 100% sure, but there was very little clothing.
They were about to vigorously rub...
They were having a snuggle, a serious snuggle.
It was not a struggle snuggle, though. Right. I didn't notice it. I seriously... All I had focus was you.
Oh.
And other than that, Yeah. So then came the children and experiencing the fair with them.
Being pregnant at the fair.
Yeah, exactly. Lots of ice cream and pad thai and peanut sauce memories. Stumbling around, wandering around at night with your parents.
Yes.
Lots of fun, lots of memories. So.
My version is I'm a morning person, so it was after dark, so I was tired, and I wanted to go back to the booth and go to bed. And he...
It was late.
Was late. We'd come from the shower, so, like, I was ready.
Oh, yeah.
And,
I'd forgotten that.
Yeah, and then you grabbed me and hauled me into the main stage area, which was... There was no music. I think it must have been Thursday night, because I don't think the fair had even started yet.
No.
Nothing was really going on, except for this particular couple that was apparently had lost their tent somewhere. And but it was really, really dark, and you were acting kind of weird. And
it was nerves.
And then you asked me to marry you. And I remember looking for the flashlight because I really wanted to see the ring. I couldn't see it because it was so dark.
Yeah, it was dark. So and dark I, that I didn't see
I
that couple.
I woke up so early the next morning. It was like Christmas because I didn't really get to see the ring that night.
Yeah.
I really wanted to see it in the sunlight. So I was out of that tent. Where's the sun? Must see ring.
Yeah.
Then I showed it to everybody.
Yeah.
Everybody.
Do you remember the story how... I remember we had sent it to a jeweler to get it done, and I told you a little white lie that it wasn't done in time, and I made like a trek from Tacoma all the way out to Renton back.
Well, I didn't know about that.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
My wedding ring is the sapphire that's been in my family for a long time.
Yeah.
And so Phil had it
custom wrapped.
It was a little fragile
in
the state that it was in. So had it redone. So I knew that there was a proposal on the horizon, or he was stealing my family ring. I wasn't sure.
Right. Right. So I told a little white lie that the proposal was not going to happen. But
yeah.
I was so excited, but I couldn't wait.
There's no way that he could not know that I was going to say yes. We bought a house together and...
That's right. Bought a house before we were married.
Yeah, I wasn't going anywhere.
Yep. Me either.
Nothing's changed.